Walmart attorney Chef Wright told regulators Wednesday that Walmart could save a lot more money than traditional programs offered by the utilities.
They are far better able to identify and implement programs and measures at their facilities than their utilities and trying to shoehorn what they might want to do into utility programs.
Electric utilities are required by law to charge customers to pay for programs that provide such things as home inspections, attic insulation, and partial rebates for household improvements. Florida Power and Light spokesman Dave McDermott says the company's 22 programs conserved enough energy in the past 30 years to avoid building 14 medium-sized power plants.
They seem to imply that only large businesses implement energy-efficient measures on their own, when in fact many of our customers also use their hard-earned money to practice conservation.
Duke Energy spokeswoman Suzanne Grant says the company's conservation program saved $1.2 billion in reduced energy costs since the 1980s. Grant says Duke's biggest concern is who will pick up the slack.
If the commission implements a policy that allows a customer to opt out, a large customer to opt out, that we want to make sure other customers, the remaining customers, aren't harmed by that in the form of having an increase in charges.
Walmart claims its energy savings could count toward the utility company's overall conservation goals. Its proposal would limit the exemption to only the largest power users. But an FPL executive testified Walmart would have an unfair advantage because it would combine its stores to qualify for the program. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.